I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today is World Malaria Day. Childcare Worldwide's Max Lang says every 40 seconds, a child dies from malaria. The ministry is trying to help the kids they work with in Uganda and Kenya. Their short-term goal is 500 nets.
Now that would take care of most of the children and families who are in our immediate area where we are working.
These individuals have already heard the gospel, and many have accepted it, but they also want to help those who have yet to hear of Christ.
Now, if we can reach out into the villages and show the people there, here's the mosquito net. And you know why we are doing this? Because Christ loves you.
Elsewhere, Russia threatens to freeze adoption of children to U.S. citizens if the countries can't reach a policy agreement. Slavic Gospel Association's Eric Mock says they're focusing on the 84% of orphans who aren't adopted in Russia.
We support the local churches. They're reaching the mass majority of the orphans by presenting the gospel of Jesus Christ, giving them hope that cannot be taken away from them. And these orphans become wonderful, passionate believers, raising families and not continuing the cycle.
Called Orphans Reborn, the ministry now sees older orphans that they impacted reaching out to the younger ones. And after a year-long imprisonment for his faith, human rights attorney Gao Zhejing is finally free. Still, persecution has not let up in China. Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports that a well-known Christian activist, Shen Peilan, was abducted in late March and hasn't been seen since. She was also taken a few weeks earlier while on her way to a protest after her house was destroyed by Chinese officials. Pray that this persecution won't hinder the spread of the gospel in China. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.